local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Saying happy birthday today to the United States Marine Corps, 248 years young. And text line is 850-437-1620. Text towards the end of last hour from Alex. Wanted to send a shout out to his younger brothers, Corporals David and Luis Zacharias. Luis is an air traffic controller in Japan. David just returned home from a tour in Australia. He is a combat engineer, Semper Fi. Yes, indeed. Thank you to you gentlemen for your service. If you have a special shout out you'd like to send to a special Marine in your life, you can text it in 850-437-1620 all this hour. Make sure to hit each and every one of them here. Right before we get our first check of the roads and weather this hour on a Friday, we'll get our top three stories out of the way. Starting in Israel, troops are pushing deeper into Gaza as the war with Hamas rages on. Local health officials in Gaza say there's been intense bombings and presence of military vehicles near hospitals. President Biden yesterday said that Israel agreeing to daily four-hour pauses to allow civilians to leave the area was a step in the right direction. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country is not seeking to govern Gaza after the war is over. Also, Congress has 1 week to avoid another government shutdown. Congress needs to pass legislation to fund the government by November 17th. So far, House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet laid out his plans for a spending plan. Also, more subpoenas coming out today in the investigation into the Biden family's business dealings. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer subpoenaed two former business associates of Hunter Biden, as well as Hunter's art dealer and an individual who purchased art from the president's son. This comes after yesterday Comer subpoenaed Hunter himself and the president's brother James Biden, as well as several other family members. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get our first check this hour of the roads and weather. The text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-2626-111.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. In the last hour, it was pretty minute congestion, nothing too crazy in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and that has seemingly carried over into the top of this hour. We are dealing with some backups. If you're heading westbound on Fairfield Drive towards Hollywood Avenue, you may experience some hiccups there, but other than that, it's just little splotches of congestion here and there on some of these busier streets, some of these more hectic intersections. But other than that, we're sitting pretty right now.
Good deal there. 515 at News Radio 92.3.
Rain is headed this way, and we can expect some showers to be a bit off and on as we head through the weekend. Most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and overnight. Rain chance is about 70% overnight, and then the rain chance goes down throughout the morning hours. Sunday's chance is 30%. High temps mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. And right now it is 75 degrees, cloudy, and overnight low tonight is going to be 64. Cloudy and chances of rain in the forecast through the weekend. A little bit cooler temperatures as well for the highs. 74 tomorrow, 72 on Sunday. All right, here looking at some local headlines, and the biggest one here locally involves Representative Michelle Salzman. You may have caught it in the Channel 3 news update there at 5 o'clock, but calls for her censorship and resignation or to be kicked out of the Florida House. Now, this all stemming from a vote that happened earlier this week during the special legislative session. There was, if you may recall, a proposal brought forward by Jacksonville Representative Angie Nixon, in which that the House voted to support a ceasefire in Gaza. Of course, the Florida House is overwhelmingly Republican majority, so it was shot down. Democrats joining in on two. I think the final vote was at 104-2. We had some audio, I believe it was yesterday or Wednesday, from this, in which Representative Angie Nixon gave a very passionate speech, emotional, and at some point, which you couldn't see on the video of her comments, but a vast majority of the colleagues in the House actually stood up and turned their back to her while she was speaking as a show of solidarity for Israel. So here was this snippet here that came out of this that really wasn't a thing initially until yesterday.
We are at 10,000 dead Palestinians. How many will be enough? I also, one of my colleagues just said all of them. Wow. One of my colleagues said all of them.
So that was Nixon again calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. Now, a couple of days since then, on social media, Nixon specified that it was Representative Michelle Salzman who made the all of them comment. That was not known at the time until it was on social media. Channel 3 also saying that Representative Alexandrade confirmed that he heard Salzman make the comments. Now, Salzman, for her part, is saying that she was not referring to Palestinians. She was referring to Hamas. Nixon, in a follow-up interview, said that she was very specific in saying how many more Palestinians have to die, to which Salzman says all of them. So this, of course, is now a full-blown wildfire on social media. Salzman says that she has gotten threats against her and her family. FDLE now has agents at her house to protect her and her family. Channel 3 reporter Sarah Gale, I think it was at a veterans event this morning in which Salzman was at. Afterwards, she went up to her to see if she had any comment. I'm not sure that I would have done what Salzman did, which was to say it, you know, as plainly as I can, pretty off-putting to the Channel 3 reporter. I guess I can see in which she said, hey, you know, I meant Palestinians. I mean, to me, that is a logical, rational explanation. And, you know, if it was indeed an honest mistake, I think I would have just taken the couple of minutes just to get that message out there to Channel 3. She didn't. She was kind of more upset that after a veterans event that this is what Channel 3 wanted to talk about. But obviously it's a big firestorm now. So we'll see what happens with this. Obviously a huge Republican majority in the House, so I'm not sure what comes of it, whether there's anything that we can look forward to seeing in the legislative session once it starts in January, if resolutions or censorships or anything like that is flying out there. Who knows? But that is the big story here locally, of course. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and so we do have some different events that are coming up here, and one of those is a parade and ceremony in downtown Pensacola tomorrow morning.
That park is a place that people can come in peace and reverence and reflection and pay tribute to particularly to the fallen. So that's why we do it, and that's why we really do need for all of us to come out and enjoy the park and participate in these ceremonies.
And that is a Veterans Memorial Park President Rob Daw. Ceremony starts at 11 following the parade that starts at 10. And over in Milton, a parade starts at 9:30. That runs from the high school to Veterans Memorial Plaza. There will be a ceremony at 11 there as well. 5:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines, a quick rundown, and then after the Fox News update at 5:35, P&J sports reporter Pat Bernardo in studio. Big night of high school football, week one of the FHSAA playoffs, including a massive local game here. Escambia taking on Pine Forest at 7:30. We'll talk to him about that coming up. Pensacola right now on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Today, Strength for Life honors our veterans. Veterans Day was previously called Armistice Day. The word armistice means truce. It was at 11 o'clock of the 11th day of the 11th month, which of course is November, when Germany and allied nations signed a truce to end the Great War, World War I. 1 year later, Woodrow Wilson declared that on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Americans should observe a moment of silence to remember the truce and embrace peace. This national holiday honors both those who have served during America's war times, as well as those who have served during times of peace. To all those veterans out there, thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate you deeply and recognize the United States of America to be the greatest country in human history. Thank you for your sacrifice to this great nation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. Yesterday had a really good opportunity to talk with the Undersecretary for Health Services at the Veterans Administration and a two-star admiral from the Navy from the Defense Health Agency about the changes that are coming to the Naval Hospital, where basically they're going to be serving veterans at the Naval Hospital. Talked about that extensively this morning. It seems like a really good program if it turns out to do what they hope it'll do. You can listen to my conversation about that this morning on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 525, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe in Austin getting you caught up on today's news. Locally, statewide, nationally, and all the fun stuff as well. Right before we get our state and national headlines today, Austin, get us caught up on the roads right now. Looks pretty light.
Yeah, we're not seeing a ton of congestion right now. We do have some backups if you're heading westbound on Fairfield Drive, heading towards Hollywood Avenue. We are seeing some backups there. But looking throughout Pensacola, there's not much that's sticking out right now. And the same can be said with Pace and Milton. The most pleasant surprise of the night for me has been Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River. That is looking very smooth right now.
Rain is headed this way, and we can expect some showers to be a bit off and on as we head through the weekend. Most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and overnight. Rain chance is about 70% overnight, and then the rain chance goes down throughout the morning hours. Sunday's chance is 30%. High temps mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now, 525. It is 74 degrees, overnight low tonight, 64. We do have rain likely on Veterans Day Saturday, 60% chance. High of 74, 62 for the low Saturday night, and 72 for the high on Sunday, with cloudy and a 30% chance of showers. State headlines today, Florida putting the brakes on its plan to ban a pro-Palestinian student group from state universities. The State University System's Chancellor, Ray Rodriguez, says that local chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine are actually not a part of the national group as they first thought.
Mm. And a man who reportedly ambushed and seriously injured two Hillsborough County deputies will remain in custody. A judge ruled earlier today that 28-year-old Ralph Boozy will remain behind bars at least until his hearing next week. Boozy is accused of intentionally hitting the deputies with his car in Brandon yesterday morning. Records show that he has a history of mental illness over the past year.
Also, nearly three dozen migrants in custody after they were rescued off the Florida Keys. The Coast Guard found 24 migrants in the water near Key Colony Beach after their boat started to sink. Once authorities find out where they were traveling from, they will be sent back home.
And we were talking about Angie Nixon earlier, and she's got a decent amount of drama surrounding her, and not just with this whole Michelle Salzman situation. It says a new effort is underway to stop the removal of Confederate monuments in Florida. Jacksonville Representative Dean Black filed the Protection of Historical Monuments and Memorials Act. House Bill 395, as it's known as, would stop local jurisdictions from removing Confederate monuments on public land. The measure would also allow the governor to remove officials who okay the removals. Representative Angie Nixon, who was, of course, behind the bill to support a ceasefire in Gaza, blasted the bill on social media saying, quote, "It's evident that Dean Black doesn't like black people."
A judge denying former President Trump's request to delay the Mar-a-Lago classified documents trial until after the presidential election. Now, the judge could still decide to push the trial date back when the parties meet in March. Trump, of course, facing multiple charges for alleged mishandling of classified material. Taking a look at our national headlines today, the IRS is releasing its new income tax brackets for next year. Thresholds have been boosted for each bracket applying to tax year 2024. The top rate, 37%, applying to those with taxable income just over $609,000. So, Austin, pay attention.
Yeah.
Married couples filing who jointly earn over $731,000. Standard deductions also rise in 2024, up about $2,000 for married couples who file jointly and about $800 for single filers.
And a report says the mayor of New York City had his cell phones and iPad seized by the FBI. The New York Post says the Democratic mayor Eric Adams' electronics were taken as part of a federal corruption probe tied to his 2021 campaign. The FBI raided the Brooklyn home of his top campaign fundraiser just earlier this week.
Also, New York Republican Elise Stefanik is calling for the removal of the judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik filed an ethics complaint against Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron, arguing that he's shown clear judicial bias against Trump and broken rules in the state's judicial conduct code. She's calling on Engoron to recuse himself from the case.
And the successor to the B-2 bomber is reportedly being tested by the U.S. Air Force. Reuters reports a witness for the outlet saw the B-21 Raider bomber take flight Friday morning in California. Each B-21 is projected to cost about $750 million in 2023 money adjusted for inflation.
All right, just shy of 5:30. PNJ sports reporter Pat Bernardo joining us in studio after the Fox News update. Week one of the FHSAA high school football playoffs and a big local matchup here. Big rivalry game as Pine Forest, the four seed in Class 1-3S, host number 5 Escambia. The two sides met in October on the 20th. Pine Forest won that one at home 21-14, came down to the last play. Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. It's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier, an attorney for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, confirming the FBI seized phones and an iPad for the mayor this week. Part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising comes days after federal agents searched the Brooklyn home of Adams' top campaign fundraiser, Breonna Suggs. Adams says he wasn't aware of any wrongdoing by members of his campaign team and plans to fully cooperate. President Biden's administration pushing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow temporary pauses in the ground invasion for humanitarian support. Israel agreed to the 4-hour pauses daily in their invasion of Gaza. Netanyahu says no ceasefire is coming till hostages are released. Congressman Michael Waltz on the Fox News Channel.
This is the bitter pill the Israelis have come to conclude they have to swallow to continue aid, which they desperately need.
And his comments on the Fox News Channel. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks earned a second straight weekly gain with strong advance in the Friday session. The NASDAQ composite soaring more than 2%, giving that tech-heavy index its best day since May. The Dow Industrials jumped 391 points and the S&P 500 leaped 68. For the week, the indexes rose another 0.7% to 2.4%. We may still be in 2023, but Motor Trend today named its SUV of the year for 2024, the Chevrolet Blazer EV. Motor Trend described the latest electrified version of the Blazer as a fully realized electric vehicle, noting that designers made sensible, useful decisions regarding, or including, real door handles. If you're wondering, the starting price of the Blazer EV is a little under $57,000. Coming soon to a movie screen near you, well, eventually, a biopic about Elon Musk. Variety reported today that a film about the tech billionaire is in development at film studio A24. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
This is Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Minute. This past offseason, Frank Reich was brought in to coach the Panthers, and Bryce Young was selected to be the next face of the franchise. Through 10 weeks, Carolina is 1-8 and doesn't even have their first-round draft pick, which was used to trade for Young. If the Panthers don't beef up their O-line and add a number one wide receiver this offseason, Frank Reich will be fired after the 2024 season. I don't trust Panthers owner David Tepper to get it right, so hopefully Reich isn't getting used to his palatial estate in Charlotte. I'm Zach Gelb.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state. We're offered a wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pre-game money. Wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Man, that music just has an extra thump here tonight. Pensacola High School football continuing here in our local area. Actually, six teams in Scambia and Santa Rosa County continuing their season with playoff football. We've got PNJ's Pat Bernardo in studio with us to break it all down.
That music hits me in my soul.
I know, doesn't it? Especially on a night like tonight. You know, we're going to have cloudy. It's not going to be too cold, not going to be warm. Yeah, I'm loving it. But we'll get to Pat here in just a moment. First, an update on the roads and weather. Austin, I've got to get to Pine Forest here within the next hour. How am I looking getting to the game there?
It's looking pretty smooth right now, and that's how it's looked all throughout Pensacola so far tonight. We're still seeing some congestion on if you're on, what road is this here? Fairfield Drive, excuse me, heading westbound towards Hollywood Avenue. You may experience some backups there. Other than that, it's just splotches of congestion throughout Pensacola and the surrounding area. So you should be good to go, Joe.
The forecast this weekend calls for cloudy skies and a bit of rain at times here over the weekend. Now, most of the rain this weekend is going to fall late Friday night and during the overnight hours. Some of that may linger through the first half of the day Saturday, but during the afternoon hours, the rain chance drops. Sunday's rain chance, 30%. Now, as we look at our temperature, highs will be in the mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s and the potential for a bit of late night and morning fog. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 74 degrees, overcast skies, 50% chance of some showers through the evening, rain likely overnight as well. Weekend forecast for your Veterans Day, high of 74, Sunday 72, cloudy both days. Overnight lows Saturday night 62 and down to 56 on Sunday night. All right, good to have Pat Bernardo with us here. Pat has been carrying a black cat around here for the last 7 days or so. He's got a lot of bad luck, so we're going to try to change things up here. Pat, thanks so much for joining us as always.
Appreciate it.
So let's first hear, obviously, a massive week here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We have six area teams that are trying to get to Tallahassee starting this week. Everybody's 0-0. We all understand and we all know that. Win or go home. First, I want to ask you about a team that is not playing tonight. We had Brian Lester from the Navarre Press. Yeah, Navarre Press on earlier this week. I saw a lot on social media, some comments that he had that he was reposting parents and students and players from Pace High School. So the Patriots, 8-2. We saw them at Tate High School. Pretty obvious looking at the eye test that they are one of the top area teams, but they're not going to get a chance to prove it here starting tonight. Want to get your thoughts because in your article last week going into the preview for last week, you kind of saw this coming.
Yeah. First, I want to say, to Pace and, any Pace fans that, I can understand why you're completely sour. Generally speaking, 8-2 was enough. Generally speaking, a FHSAA rating of over 10 is enough to be playoff bound. But yeah, there was a little bit of concern entering week 11, just kind of comparing opponents. I believe Creekside was the team that got in over Pace, and that it was due in large part because they beat a pretty high-end playoff team in a region in 4S, region 1 4S, there to kind of sneak past Pace there, where Pace beat a team that does have a winning record. I believe they also are playoff bound, but they're from a much lower classification, and I believe they were ranked just outside the top 200. So the thing about this, and again, I totally understand Pace's side. The thing about this is the FHSAA has not released its system as to how it determines playoff teams. Hmm. Now, there's good reason because the system is attached to Max Preps, and I believe Max Preps has a patent on said system, so it can't just be revealed just like that. However, what we do know is that the system is pretty highly, the strength of schedule, it plays a really big role. We don't know how much it's weighted against wins, but we do know that strength of schedule can be the end-all be-all. We've seen area teams see their ratings get bumped up because they played a good team and got blown out. We've seen vice versa. Specifically with Pace, they blew out Pensacola High, who went winless this year, and saw their rating go down. But again, one of the things that I've seen online is just simply that Pace, regarding its scheduling, they schedule 2 years in advance like everybody else, and it's hard to predict when a team will get worse or when a team will get better. You know, sometimes things sort of fluctuate. For instance, they had West Florida on their schedule. Since I've been here, they've been a playoff team, district champion. But this year they had a down year, so their schedule gets affected. But you feel for them in that respect. At the same time, you know, as opposed to having to go and spend money and travel to find a strong opponent, you know, there are some teams in their backyard that they could have potentially played. Again, I've only been here a short amount of time, so I don't know if there's any beef or, you know, any drama between a couple programs. But there are a couple perennial powers in Pine Forest and Escambia that they have not played in 4 or 5 years. You know, that could have helped their numbers. But, you know, it's just one of those rare situations. If you have district champions that fall behind you, you're sort of in danger of not getting a at-large bid. And for Pace, they were ranked 6th in the region, while district champions were 7th, 8th, and 10th.
Talking with Pat Bernardo, P&J Sports reporter. Pat, you will be at Navarre tonight as they are hosting the higher seed, number 3 Bartram Trail. Number 6 Navarre, 8-2 this year. So you've seen Navarre a few times.
7-3.
Okay. I'm not sure if you have seen or have any super knowledge about Bartram Trail. I have heard them for the first time today, so not too familiar. But what are you looking forward to out of that one?
I'm looking forward to how Navarre's defense bounces back after allowing, I believe, 400 plus yards on the ground against Niceville in their regular season finale. Bartram Trail, to my knowledge, does have a pretty fine running back. I believe the running back has rushed for close to 1,300 yards. You know, you think about playoff football and you think about how a defense wins championships. Well, the defense needs to step up, particularly in stopping the run.
The game that we have tonight on ESPN Pensacola, our Dr. Pepper High School football game of the week, is the rematch of October 20th, Escambia, number 5 seed in 1-3S, traveling to Pine Forest, number 4 seed, 6-4, Pine Forest on the year. That record a little bit misleading given some of the out-of-district opponents that Pine Forest scheduled. You know, Escambia went to Pine Forest earlier this week. I kind of thought that Escambia was the better team, but Pine Forest came away with the win. So, you know, they beat them once, but it's a lot harder to beat them a second time. But I cannot wait for this game. We said, you know, the last game, and I know that there was an effort, I think, locally here to reduce or cap the number of tickets that were sold due to some incidents off the field that have happened in years past. You have heard that there was about, 1,600 or 1,700 tickets that were sold for the October 20th game, over 4,500 tonight. So it's going to be a packed house, very, high edge on the field, off the field. These guys know each other, and a lot of the people in the stands know each other too.
Well, it's the biggest show in town, and there's a lot of energy here tonight. Hopefully it's all positive energy and we don't have any knuckleheads show up. But you know, with this said, I once the ratings came out, one of the first things I did was call Escambia head coach Mike Bennett, and he told me that, you know, he knew there were a handful of teams that Escambia could have played, but he wasn't necessarily preparing for to just play one team. With that said, I absolutely think he's licking his chops to get a second shot at the Eagles here. It was a game that, you know, Bennett admitted a team made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I think that's the biggest key for Escambia, as it has been all year, getting off to a good start, but continuing to execute, particularly down the stretch. All of their losses have been in close games. All of their losses have been in games where they've had an opportunity to come away with the victory but just haven't executed well. I think if they're able to clean up some things, avoid bad penalties, you know, get into third down and manageable rather than third and longs, and play with an early lead, I think that's going to be huge. We've seen with Pine Forest there be some, fluctuation at quarterback you know, I would want to be a Scambia having Pine Forest chase me than rather than vice versa, because I trust the Gators defense. I think it's one of the better defenses. If they can gather a lead, then their chances of pulling off a quote unquote upset increase greatly.
Pine Forest, Mikkel Brock, who is the area MVP. I don't work for you, Patrick, but I will go ahead and step off on that limb that the PNJ Offensive Player of the Year, the MVP, is going to be Mikkel Brock.
We'll see, but I'll say he's definitely in the running.
He definitely is. And you know, the other thing that we kind of realized midseason, you talked about the quarterback change that Pine Forest went through kind of midseason. The other thing that they did, and I don't know if they did the same last year, but Jonathan Daniels, who is going to Florida State as an offensive tackle commit, but they have used him more so on the defensive side. That kind of happened around the Pine Forest game, Escambia game rather, and he had 3 sacks. That was something that the Escambia offensive line wasn't really prepared for, and he was in the backfield all night.
Yeah, with Daniels, he has made appearances on the defensive line through his seasons at varsity, but this is certainly the most time he spent. I mean, in years past, they've had studs up front.
Yeah.
With a somewhat younger team and, new players kind of filtering, in and out, Daniels has made a presence and to our knowledge, and as far as in terms of gathering up stats, he is the area leader in sacks here this season. He's a 4-star recruit. He has proven so, not just on the offensive line, but also on the defensive line.
All right, Patrick said it's the biggest show in town, 7:30 tonight. You can hear the game exclusively on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Escambia taking on Pine Forest, number 4 versus number 5 at Pine Forest High School tonight. Patrick, we got about a minute left here, so finally we'll get your thoughts here. Pensacola Catholic taking on Suwanee, 4-5 matchup there in Region 1 2S. You really like Catholic in this one.
I do. Suwanee is a team that has lost its last 3 games. I believe a couple by blowout margins. I do believe, Catholic is getting hot at the right time, and they're more importantly, they're getting healthier at the right time. It will be interesting considering who may be ahead of them, who may be in front of them, how they come out tonight. If they're sharp out of the gates, then you'll know that this is a pretty focused team. But there's a chance in the next round they'll be able to play Walton, the top seed, who had pretty much won the district by beating them by 2 points. Hmm. So, are they looking ahead, or will they take care of business? We'll find out in about an hour and a half.
All right, Patrick Bernardo, PNJ Sports Reporter. You can find him on X. PNJ, of course, does great work, and loved having him in here each Friday. Right before we head to commercial, I know there's a couple of texters coming in with some problems on the roads right now. Accident in front of the marble slab on 9th Avenue, right across from Cordova Mall. Also, Brent and I-110 northbound, there is an accident there. Right now, eastbound, right in front of PCC, as people are trying to turn left onto I-110. That is causing some slowdowns there. Elsewhere here in the listening area, things not looking too bad on the roads, again, other than those two spots we specified. I will say also on Fairfield Drive westbound, approaching Hollywood Avenue, still seeing some slowdowns there as well. Looking at the forecast, right now we're at 74 degrees, overcast skies, overnight low 64 tonight, rain likely overnight and continuing into Veterans Day tomorrow with a high of 74, Sunday's high, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 72. We'll take a break. We've got finishing off hour number 2 with some good news here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Are you missing out? Affiliated Insurance is here to help. 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance, for some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Florida Inc. BBA, Florida Blue.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves will give his State of the City address November 14th at 6 p.m. Listen to it live on News Radio 92.3 or watch it at PNJ.com.
All right, 5:55 here. Thanks to Pat Bernardo joining us in studio as he tries to do each and every Friday. Couldn't make it here last week, but we got him for playoff week one here. I cannot wait for Pine Forest Escambia. I'm so excited ever, you know, because just a little bit of background. So you have to kind of go to the FHSAA. You got to get the rights for it and all this background stuff. So we did not. Of course, we didn't know what the playoff matchup was going to be. We kind of went into last week thinking that Escambia was going to take on Choctaw, and then Pine Forest was going to be, you know, who knows where. So when we come in on Sunday, you know, they announced the ranking Sunday, and then Monday we're all just, it's a madhouse around here. Like, hey, we gotta do the game. We have to. So
yeah,
we were able to get it done. So obviously credit to Kate Thomas, our sales team, and everybody who is going to get this on the air tonight. So I can't wait. Scambia and Pine Forest, it went down to the final play 3 weeks ago, and I expect it to again tonight. We'll see if Pine Forest is able to beat Escambia for a second time here. Again, that kicks off 7:30 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Final check of the roads here this hour. Texter says the westbound Fairfield, which we've talked about here, there's a sheriff SUV that's mm-hmm. involved in an accident with a van. So that's why the westbound lanes are blocked right now. So sheriff deputy involved in that accident. Obviously hope everybody's okay there. So that's a little bit more clarity. Thank you very much, Texter. Also accident Brent Lane on the on-ramp mm-hmm. to North I-110. Seeing some slowdowns eastbound Brent Lane as people are trying to turn left there. Also westbound Brent on the other side, the east side of I-110. Some slowdowns on Airport near the mall, coming around the hospital there, curb. Anywhere else I'm missing, Austin, or is that pretty much it?
It doesn't look like it. No, I think you just about hit all the big spots in Pensacola.
Rain is headed this way, and we can expect some showers to be a bit off and on as we head through the weekend. Most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and overnight. Rain chance is about 70% overnight, and then the rain chance goes down throughout the morning hours. Sunday's chance is 30%. High temps mid to low 70s with overnight lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 74 degrees, overnight low tonight 64. Rain likely throughout the night as well. All right, finishing up with some good news here in our final segment today. The United States Marine Corps celebrating its 248th birthday. The Corps was born in a Philadelphia tavern during the Revolutionary War in 1775. Today at Legion Field in Pensacola, astronaut Victor Glover spoke to area young people about his life and experiences. Glover, like all Navy aviators, started his career at NAS Pensacola 26 years ago. Now he's an astronaut, and he's preparing as the first African-American selected to pilot the Artemis II. Hmm. Artemis II is returning humans to the moon for the first time since Apollo. So a very historic mission that he is going to be a part of. That is very cool there. Also, Bowling Alley near Scranton, PA is hosting a fundraiser. This weekend, you get to bowl using a frozen turkey instead of a ball. The owner says the local food bank is running low, so they're partnering with a grocery store for it. For $5 and a non-perishable food item, you get to hurl a frozen turkey down the lane. And if you get a strike, you get to keep the bird. So, very cool story there.
Turkeys are pretty big. Good luck with that.
Yeah, 5:59. We'll send it off to Channel 3. Their 6 o'clock update back here in about 10 minutes. For another rundown here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.